To state the obvious, health insurance in this country is pricey. We're talking $22,000 a year for a family through an employer. That's according to the Kaiser Family Foundation. And employees pay about $6,000 of that. Now, some Christian communities have formed alternative groups to pool their money in what are called healthcare sharing ministries. It's cheaper. But at least one of these ministries has gone bankrupt and been liquidated, leaving members stuck with medical bills in the tens of thousands of dollars. We're going to hear from one of them. But first, reporter Luann Huska is covering this for Christianity Today. Luann, hi.
Hi, Scott.
So I understand these healthcare sharing ministries have been around since the 80s. What's the premise? What's the model here?
Yeah, so healthcare sharing ministries are groups that have common religious or ethical values, and they agree to share one another's health expenses by making monthly payments into a pool of money that becomes available whenever members have a qualifying healthcare expense.
Okay, so it sounds kind of like the model for an insurance company, but legally they're exempt. Is that right? From many laws that apply to health insurance companies, like having to cover pre-existing conditions and that kind of thing?
Yes. So healthcare sharing ministries are not regulated as insurance, and so they're not required by law to pay any of their members' expenses. And they also are not regulated under the Affordable Care Act's newer regulations requiring insurance companies to cover pre-existing conditions, and more mm-hmm. healthcare sharing ministries are popping up across the country.
Luann, you have reported on the collapse of one of these organizations. It was called Charity Ministries and formerly Trinity Health Share. I understand this group only paid out 16 cents for every dollar it took in premium. So tell us about this. How many members did it have? How much does it owe in unpaid bills?
Charity Ministries started offering plans through a for-profit healthcare management company called Alira in 2018. At its highest point, Charity had about 40,000 member households across the country. According to a lawsuit filed by the state of California, Charity denied a majority of claims and spent as little as 16 cents on the dollar. And last year, Charity's board found out that unfulfilled sharing requests were twice what they expected, to the order of about $50 to $60 million. So at that point, they decided to undergo a reorganization bankruptcy. And the plan, according to former board member and president Joe Guarino, was to clean up their financial house and keep helping members pay their healthcare expenses. But in July of 2021, four of the five board members, excluding Guarino, decided to pursue liquidation instead.
All right, so let's bring in Mike Johnson, a former member of Charity. He lives about an hour outside of Chicago. Mike, tell us, why did you join Charity in the first place?
I joined originally to, you know, save some money on healthcare costs. It was really just as simple as that. I was referred by a friend that I trusted, and he's also in the insurance business, and he recommended getting on board, and my wife and I signed up for it to save money, and we did.
And at what point did you and your wife notice something's not quite right here?
Well, we started getting bills from the hospital of claims that were not being processed. So we started to do a little bit of digging, and you know, we found out that they had, you know, continued to collect premiums, but stopped paying any of the claims as of September of 2020. That just really ruffled my feathers, and this is supposed to be a Christian organization, and to me that was not a very Christian-like way to handle the situation.
And when you dug into it, was there much clarity into what happened?
No, not really. I was really thankful. Luann and I connected, and she actually suggested to me a law firm that had filed some civil suits against Charity based in Delaware. And I connected with them and actually signed up to be part of the civil lawsuit that they are filing, hopefully in Illinois soon.
So, Mike, how much are you on the hook for in unpaid medical bills?
Well, originally it was just shy of $25,000, simply because I had a procedure done, which is a common procedure as we get older, at the hospital. It wasn't, you know, cancer or anything really serious or an existing, you know, condition or anything like that. And that was about $18,000, if I remember correctly. And then the unpaid, you know, hospital doctor visits and follow-ups and stuff like that, it was just shy of $25,000.
Wow.
Which has now been handed over to a collection agency. So I'm having to deal with them as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And honestly, do you think you'll be made whole here or partially whole?
I'm hoping for partial. You know, I'm trusting that this is going to work out the way that it should work out. It's in God's hands, not mine now. And I just have to trust and let it go. And if it works out, it works out. But I am responsible for that bill. You know, I retired and my wife is down to 3.5 days of work right now. We're trying to, you know, kind of get some traveling in and spend some time with the grandkids. And right now this is, you know, kind of limiting us on some of those expenses.
And let me ask the both of you, first to Luann, what's your takeaway from this story, from this chapter?
Well, consumers, if they're considering getting into a healthcare sharing ministry, I would suggest looking at the state insurance department's websites for any advisories on various ministries that might be sending up red flags, and also looking at Better Business Bureau. Also, some members that have had positive experiences where their healthcare sharing requests have been paid have just told me that it's important for people to do their homework and, you know, see if they know people who have had good experiences going through these ministries and had their claims paid in a timely manner.
Yeah. And Mike Johnson, what about you?
Well, I feel the same way. I think, you know, as a consumer, be careful about saying, you know, to yourself, hey, I'm going to save 50% on my healthcare costs and not pay attention to some of the finer details like Luann just mentioned. Watch out for companies that are not insured and that are not legally bound by insurance company protocol.
Mike, I hear that both of you, you know, saying buyer beware, trust but verify. But these are organizations that appeal to people based on their trust, aren't they?
Absolutely. You know, they played on my trust and they played on my faith. You know, I took them at face value as being a legitimate Christian-based organization, as I'm sure most of its members did. And another thing that kind of frosts my cookie is that they're still in business.
Luann, thoughts?
From what I understand, Charity did liquidate in December of 2021. So I believe that at that point, they stopped taking members and paying out any, accepting any member payments or paying out any healthcare expenses. And that is definitely a dilemma, as you mentioned, Scott, that these ministries are based on the premise that members trust one another and will look out for one another. And I think that model has worked for a lot of people, especially for smaller groups. A lot of these ministries start out as church-based groups, but different actors have come into the picture trying to take that model of trust-based healthcare sharing and use it to their advantage. So that is where things have gotten really tricky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's reporter Luann Huska, who has covered the now bankrupt healthcare sharing ministry, Charity, for Christianity Today. And Mike Johnson is a former member of Charity who has been left with more than $10,000 in medical debt. Thanks to you both.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Scott.